Scientists keeping a close eye on Mount Redoubt are starting to see signs the volcano may be settling down. But the aviation alert level is still at code orange, and staff at the Alaska Volcano Observatory plan to continue monitoring Redoubt 24 hours a day. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Mount Redoubt's last major explosive event happened on the morning of April 4th. The volcano sent a plume high into the air and ash falling on the Kenai Peninsula. Since then, Redoubt has been slowly oozing out magma from the Earth's crust and puffing a steady column of steam. Allison Payne is a geologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
The public thinks the volcano has maybe been boring the last couple of months, but on the contrary, it's been erupting and building up this pile of lava that is then basically building the edifice of the volcano. So the last couple of months at Redoubt, we have been building a mountain.
Mount Redoubt's dome is the largest scientists have seen since the volcano began erupting in March. It has grown so large, it's now the size of 17 Louisiana superdomes and more than 600 feet tall.
So it's massive. It's hard to imagine, actually, but when you fly up around the volcano and see it, it's very humbling.
In the last few weeks, though, the rate that dome is growing has slowed. Payne says lava may still be erupting on the surface in an amount that's too small to detect. But the volcano doesn't have to be burping magma to spur another explosion. The towering dome could create its own dramatic episode.
It's really just a pile of fresh, hot lava, and it's potentially quite unstable. And so even without a change in the magmatic system, that lava dome could just fail due to gravity. And that would cause another large explosion like we've seen with ash fall, possible flooding in the Drift River Valley, possible pyroclastic flows, and all of those associated hazards.
The dome could also slowly cool over months or years, solidifying into place. That's what finally ended the last eruption cycle of Mount Redoubt 2 decades ago. But Payne says if the dome does collapse, it will create an impressive explosion.
I believe it would be possibly the largest explosion we've had during this eruptive phase, simply because of the massive amount of fresh, unstable lava that's up there at the summit. I would expect a very high cloud of ash and significant flooding.
All the scientists at AVO have their own theories about what will happen next, but Payne says the growing consensus is that Mount Redoubt is quieting down. The one sure bet is that the volcano will keep Alaskans guessing. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.